Shalom, everybody. The Shabbos before Tisha B'Av is called Shabbat Chazon because of the Haftorah that we read. On the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, we read the first 27 psukim in the first perek of Sefer Yeshayahu. And Sefer Yeshayahu begins with the words Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amoz, Chazon, the vision of Yeshayahu. That's Shabbat Chazon. And the Haftorah is very somber, certainly somber, compared to the way Shabbos is usually felt. Many, many communities read much of the Haftorah to the tune of Eicha, because much of the Haftorah is indeed very somber. Hashem describes Bnei Yisrael as rebelling children, a sinful nation, people who operate in a corrupt manner, etc., etc. The Navi describes a desolate country, cities burned with fire, Rachmana Litzlan. A very painful Haftorah that is read in a very heavy, somber way. However, even in this Haftorah, there is hope, a divine outstretched hand inviting us to return to Hashem. And one of the psukim that offers hope is a pasuk that we read on Yom Kippur as well. Hashem says in Yeshayahu Perek Aleph Pasuk Yidches, in this Haftorah, Im Yihiyu Chataechem Kashanim Kasheleg Yalbinu. Even if your sins are kashanim, as red as scarlet, you can do tshuva and they will become as white as snow, etc. Kashanim is the plural of the word shani. Shani means scarlet, a scarlet color. So the pasuk says, even if your sins are red, kashanim, you can have that cleaned up and whitened like snow. Quite a powerful pasuk. I heard a beautiful, deep idea and explanation on this pasuk from my good friend, Rav Judah Michel. He is the director of Camp Hask. It's a beautiful idea that I later saw in a sefer called Likutei Yehoshua, Rav Yehoshua Sheinfeld, who in turn quotes the sefer Tiferes Uziel, written by Rav Uziel Meislish. Rav Meislish died in 1785, and he was the Talmud of the Magid of Mezrich, who died in 1772, says the Tiferes Uziel. The words Im Yihiyu Chataechem Kashanim Kasheleg Yalbinu on a deeper level do not only mean that even if your sins are red, Kashanim, but Kashanim also means like the years, Kashanim. If your sins are like your years. In other words, the Navi is giving us a powerful insight into how Hashem views our sins and also about how generous Hashem's chesed is in forgiving those sins. Im yihiyu chataychem kashanim. If your sins are like your years, if your sins are age appropriate, then kashanim kasheleg yalbinu. Then they can be forgiven, whitened like snow. A 20-year-old is challenged by the Yetzer Hara in ways that a 40-year-old is not. And a 60-year-old is challenged differently as well. So if a person who is 20 sins in a way that a 20-year-old sins, it's not good. It's nothing to be proud of. They have to do tshuva, of course, and repair the relationship with Hashem that they damaged. But if a 20-year-old sins with a sin that is age-appropriate, that, says Hashem, I can forgive. And if a 40-year-old or a 60-year-old sins with a sin that are age-appropriate for them, again, it's not good, but it's forgivable, it's understandable. The problem is when a 40-year-old still acts like a 20-year-old or younger, or a 60-year-old acts like they're 20, that's a problem. The Tiferes Uziel says that this idea is what the Gemara means in Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says that there are certain people who are particularly difficult to tolerate, to hold on to withstand. For example, says the Gemara, an Ashir Mikachesh, a wealthy person who falsely denies a monetary claim against him or her. Or another example is Zakein Menaif, an elderly person who is lecherous and lewd. Why these kinds of people? The Tiferes Uziel says it's the same idea. For a poor person to lie about owing someone money is terrible, period. But on some level it makes sense. But for a wealthy person, an Ashir Mekachesh, that kind of sin is far, far worse. And for a young person to be lecherous, of course, that's terrible, period. But again, on some level, it makes sense. But an old man, a Zakein Menaif, that's a whole new level of sin. And that's what we read in the Haftorah. Im Yihiyu Chataychem Kashanim. If your sins are age appropriate, it's not good. but it's understandable. Do tshuva, work on yourself, change yourself, and then kasheleg yalbinu, Hashem will forgive you and whiten the sins like snow. It's a powerful lesson for all of us, and not just about ourselves, but about all the people that we interact with, particularly our children. Kids will be kids, and teens will be teens. And while a sin can't be excused, we do not have to be any more strict with them than Hashem is. If, after tshuva, Hashem can forgive age-appropriate sins, then so can we. Have an amazing day, everyone!